Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every nook and cranny of the earth. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. This is IRIB English Radio and here is your favorite realm. Welcome to the cozy corner of Youth Station. A member of this station, your friend Asma, is at your service. And here, on my side, I have my dear friend and my bestie, Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum, Asma.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm very happy to meet you here, Zainab.
Same here. I am super excited to see you after a very long time.
After such a long time.
Yes. How are you?
Thank you. It's just good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
How are you doing?
Well. Alhamdulillah.
Let's plunge into the heart of our discussion for today's episode, which is about how to meet your Lord. In this world, is there any way to find your Lord, your God in this world?
Well, Asma, I think there are a lot many ways to do that.
Really?
Yes, everyone is eager to like see God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since I had been a child, I've been asking this question so many times to my parents. Where is God? I want to see him. Please tell me where he is.
That's a normal question every child would ask.
Every child would ask. And even if you, when you grow elder and you don't find him, you don't know him, there is this question, your soul telling him, please, man, I want to see God.
Yes, where
is he?
Are you?
Where are you? I want to see you.
Yes, but as you get older, Zainab, there no longer exists such a question because you have made sure that there is someone protecting you and his eyes never sleep. He's always with you. Yet, maybe, sometimes you come to this point that I know you exist. Just show me some evidences.
Show me some signs.
Yes, show me some signs. I just want to make sure, just like how the Prophet Moses tells to Allah, show me some signs just for my heart to make sure.
Yes.
That is very beautiful. But as we are younger...
Shows that even prophets have been very, very
exactly,
curious.
Exactly, yes. And that's very nice, you know. It also is a sign of loving too much. When you love someone too much, you want them to...
You want to see that person.
Manifest themselves to you on and on.
So have you ever seen God in this world?
See, Zainab, when a little baby is born, that smells like heaven. That little child, that little baby smells like heaven. And it's a miracle, but because it happens many times, nobody cares about it. It has been such a normal thing, but every time I see it, it's like a new miracle for me.
All right.
That is one time. Also, when a diseased person gets healed,
all right,
I feel that God is there.
All right. Well, yes, I think these are the places where you feel God exists, but mm-hmm. I feel like I have seen him in nature.
Yes, of
when
course.
When you start, like, when a flower blooms, whatever
happens...
When the
leaves change from a green to yellow.
Now we have a literary person sitting over here. Yes, yes. Just carry on. When we have these stars...
Don't let me go on.
Yeah. We have days turning into night.
Exactly.
We have nights turning into days.
All these natural things
that
are
manifest
a sign, yes.
Him in each and every mm-hmm. form of nature. When you see the running waters, when you hear
exactly.
that beautiful sound,
when
you
rain
see different
comes down,
creatures,
when the snow, when it's snowing, everything,
when it's raining, when
exactly.
it's sun, when it's hot, when
yes,
it's cold.
Yes. Zainab, you know what? I will tell you something about my personal experience when I was a child. We had this habit to sleep at the roof of our house.
At the terrace.
Yes. And it was such a nice experience, you know, all those tranquilities.
All right.
And then the sky of the night.
Wow.
And then the moon and then the stars. And then we used to count the stars in order to fall asleep. Also, in those situations, though I was a child, but there was a feeling that a mighty power is watching
behind
over me.
Yes, yes.
I was not alone, you know? I felt that somebody is here right beside me.
Whenever I'm on a prayer mat, I don't feel like I'm just doing some lip-sync of some Arabic words. I literally feel that I'm talking to my Lord. I'm talking
exactly,
to my God right
yes.
now. So that's the way you can connect to Him. Mm-hmm. But He manifests Himself in each
in
and
different
everything.
Ways.
When I was studying just the structure of human body in my science, like when I was a science
yes,
student.
Yes, I was a science student
I saw
well.
Him everywhere.
Exactly. Yes.
I saw these complicated structures. Mm-hmm. The more complicated structures you go through,
exactly.
the more you get to know about His power.
Yes, using
because,
those
you know,
microscopes show you how
complicated a thing could
the
be.
The world, yes, how complicated.
And you know what? Say, for example, in this world, a person comes in and you have some app. But when you go behind the programming of that app, mm-hmm. you see this is a very complicated programming has been done
exactly.
to provide us with this app. And the more the complicated programming has been done, we get to know about the knowledge of that person. Mm-hmm. We say this person has been very knowledgeable. He was able to, you know, provide us with such a difficult programming to make us accessible, to make us use this app. In the same way, when I was going through the like human body structures, mm-hmm. the heart structure, the
yes.
eye structure, the ear structure, the every kind of structure
exactly,
I was going through,
yes.
the cell structure itself, it's so complicated.
So
it's so
complicated.
Just the human body is so complicated. Like Imam Ali alayhi salam says in one of his speeches, if you make human body into a thread, mm-hmm. if you convert the entire human body into a thread, it will make 3.5 rounds throughout
oh my God.
The globe. So just imagine how complicated one mm-hmm. creature is. What about the other creatures? Each and every creature, when you
is
expand
a sign
it,
of God, and you
it will
see.
It will tell you how knowledgeable He is,
exactly.
how powerful
Zainab,
He is.
And Zainab, that reminded me of a quote from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says that, "I didn't look at anything unless I see God before that, after that, and meanwhile."
Yes.
That is very beautiful.
That is
and
very
you know,
beautiful.
Ever since I have turned into a grown-up, I usually wonder how come some people say they don't see God.
Maybe you have been ignorant towards, I mean, maybe the one who says this has been ignorant towards the fact He is being manifested in each and every kind of the creature that's in the nature. Whatever exists in the nature,
mm-hmm.
He manifests Himself in a very, very like
exactly.
clear way. What do you think of taking a short break?
Yes.
So let's take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the Youth Station, where you can see the God.
This is our discussion for today. We
yes.
talked about science. We said that human body is itself an evidence.
Yes.
To God, and there you could see God.
Just go through the complicated structures
the, yes, exactly.
in the nature that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Just
and also
analyze
you
the
could
nature.
See Him with your own eyes. When you look at the sky, at the nature, at the flowers, when they bloom.
Different kind of fishes. Different
exactly.
colored fishes.
Yes, yes, yes. The under the
oceans.
World beneath the oceans.
A world beneath the oceans.
Yes.
A world over the skies.
Exactly.
A world like mm-hmm. around
and the
us.
World within us.
A world within us, definitely.
Which is more important than every other aspect of
yes,
this world.
Yes, of course.
So there's no way for anyone to say that I cannot see God, I guess.
right? Yes, of course.
I guess the question is more about how to get closer to him and see him in everything, just the way Imam Ali alayhi salam puts it.
Exactly. I would want you to repeat that. That was so beautiful.
Yes, he says it somewhere in his speech that I did not look at anything unless I see Allah before it, after it, and meanwhile.
And meanwhile. That's so, so beautiful. So that is so touching. Depth.
Yes. He actually wants us to notice everything.
Yes.
You know, do not look at a tree just as a tree.
Yes.
Because it's not just a physical thing.
See what is it manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See what is it manifesting. And I feel like when it comes to talking to him, mm-hmm. I felt extremely closer to him on the night of Qadr.
Exactly. Yes.
That was a time
since
for
it
the
hasn't
first
been
time.
So long from the holy month, but totally in the holy month of Ramadan, he is pretty much closer to
exactly,
you.
Exactly, because all the doors of Shaitan get closed.
Yes,
he gets
he's chained up.
He's chained up, and yes, you see him more and more closely. He manifests himself in a lot of ways.
It's also a blessing that he must give us. To see him in everything we behold, right?
Yeah.
And for that, we have to make a connection.
Of course, we have to.
And that connection comes with
the prayers, obviously.
The prayers and following the Prophet and his companions.
And to ponder on the Quran.
Exactly.
To ponder on
so
what
that
is
really also gives you that transparency and that much of easiness to get closer to God and see
to know him more.
Exactly,
to know him more.
Know
because
him
the more,
more
you know him, the more you see mm-hmm. him, the more you feel him. Feeling him is much more important than...
And I guess everyone feels him. It's a matter of a shocking thing when somebody tells me they are still hesitant about God and they want to see him. You must, so therefore, we
you
come
see,
to this
you
conclusion.
See a very little seed turning into a bud and then into a plant
yes,
and then
exactly.
into a beautiful tree.
So that little seed is very, very touching material. You know, every time I plant a little seed, I go back to see it after a month or 2 months and I see how grown up it is.
Yes.
I just ponder upon it.
Ponder upon it. And as he puts himself...
It's a miracle, Zainab.
It is. And as he puts himself, like you rightly mentioned in the very beginning, I asked you where you see him and you said in a baby, when a newborn is born. Sometimes wants to wake up us from this pride, from this materialistic world when we are lost in our own world. He says like, don't you remember what I created you from?
Exactly.
I created you from something dirty water and then what it turned into. Mm-hmm. And a human being, when it's like when there is a complete human being formed, he calls himself as Ahsanul Khalikin.
The best creator.
The best creator. And, you know, he creates, he even calls man Ashraful Makhlukat.
The best creature.
The best creature among all creatures. So, yes, you know, the best of the creatures is created. And he calls himself the best of the creator after creating the best of the creatures. When you analyze the same best creature, what it was, a dirty water, what it turned into, the best of the creature.
Exactly.
What happened in between was the manifestation of God.
Now, we don't have that much of time, but just to give it the gist, God is available everywhere. You
could everywhere. See him.
You just have to open your eyes. And also, there's another point. Some scientists and those people who believe in technology a lot, they used to say that, okay, these evidences that you're bringing, they're just a natural thing. They would happen. But then there is a big idea in here. These things would never happen if they never had a creator. If
exactly.
there was not a bus behind all of these apps that have been created.
Yes, yes. And that all depicts the knowledge, the power, everything behind it. And you know what? The scientists, you said, the scientists used to first say your heart beats. It beats these many times, these as per the minutes, and you know, they calculated it. Heart is doing the zikr all the time, reciting his name all the time. Can't you see?
So here it is. Go to your heart to see God.
Listen to your heartbeat.
That's where he lives.
You know, a baby cries. Why he gets that peace in the arms of his mother, listening to her heartbeat.
Exactly.
Actually listening to that zikr.
Exactly. Rab, rab. So go back to, we found him. Go to your heart. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to IRIB English Radio. I bid you a goodbye from my end and on behalf of my whole team. Stay safe.
May Allah protect you wherever you are.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullah.
Wa barakatuh.